Lewis, good evening. I hope you're all well during these unsettling and uncertain times. My name is Mason Randall. Welcome back to World News. So today I'm going to be talking about something that has been in the mainstream media for the past, I would say, 10-15 days. And it is, of course, the US Capitol riots and the man behind them, President Donald J. Trump. Now, during Donald Trump's 4-year term, he has made, in my opinion, and I am entitled to my own opinion, as is everyone else on this platform, he's turned America into a laughingstock. The Republican candidate has honestly turned America into a circus, and it's not anyone else's fault but his. Where do I even begin? When Mr. Trump was running for presidency, he ran a campaign rally in Las Vegas, and there was a protester in there, as there was in many of his rallies, because no one wanted him to be president. And when Hillary lost to Trump, it was like the world had just ended. People in the UK felt it. People in Europe felt it. People in America, I felt sorry for you. I truly, truly did. A protester was removed by police, Las Vegas Police Department. And as the protester was removed, the president-elect turned around and said, "I will punch him in the face, folks." Now, imagine the person that everyone is meant to look up to keep their country safe, keep the people of that country in jobs, and keep the company, the country with a strong economy, has just turned around and told someone that I would punch him in the face. What kind of example does that set out, especially for the younger generation? I don't like to faff around here. I really just like to get into the nitty-gritty points. Now, honestly, one of my most, I would say, issues with Trump is the respect or disrespect for veterans. Now, John McCain, before he passed away, was a Vietnam War veteran. He was captured and served 5 years in a Vietnam prisoner of war camp. Mr. Trump proceeded to call the man a dummy and said he's a war hero, and I quote, "He is a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured." If a man puts his life online for a country, no matter what country you are a hero straight away. Without any question, you are a hero. And this hasn't been the best podcast because I'm just getting back into the swing of things now, but I'm going to leave it upon the attacks on the Capitol, where 6 lives have been claimed. Now, the riot was taken out and was carried out by a mob of pro-Trump supporters. They were riveting to overturn his presidential election loss to Joe Biden. Thank God for that, by the way. Throughout the process, Mr. Trump has claimed the election has been rigged, falsified. All of his claims have been wrong. They've all been nullified. A man's ego has been damaged, and therefore he's sent America's political state into a depression. Now, the only person I can blame for this is you, Mr. Trump, so I think it's time Donald Trump starts taking responsibility for his actions. I hope the impeachment goes well. I hope he gets impeached for his disgusting behaviour as President of the United States. I would have seen it done way longer. But that's the end of it, guys. I hope you all stay safe in the new year. Please tune in for more podcasts. There'll be more releasing, I can promise you that now. I hope you're all extremely well. Stay safe, guys. All the best. Peace out.